Hello everyone and welcome to the season finale of the Carwale podcast. Yes folks, you heard me right. We've had quite an eventful season and hope that you've enjoyed listening to our podcast as much as we've enjoyed curating it for you. Before we take a break post season 1, we have an interesting topic today to keep you hooked until we make a comeback with more content soon. Today's topic is something that most of us have experienced. And though I wish that none of us have to ever go through any of the following ordeals, it's always better to be prepared in case of an unfortunate event. This week's topic of the podcast revolves around car accidents or mishaps. Do you remember the first time when you were involved in one such incident? What did you do? What did you learn? What does one keep in mind to be prepared for the future in case of such an event? To know all about this, we have our in-house legal experts who are professionally qualified lawyers to impart knowledge on this topic. Sonam, please tell our listeners a little about our guest of honor today.
Yes, Aditya. So, best part ye hai ki jo aaj hamare saath dono guest hai, wo lawyer hone ke saath saath auto journalist bhi hai. So, पहले मैं जय के बारे में बताना चाहती हूँ कि जय के साथ हम पहले भी एक एपिसोड कर चुके हैं जिसे हमारे लिसनर्स पीछे जाकर सुन सकते हैं जो कार बैटरीज पर थी. जय पेशे से पहले लॉयर रह चुके हैं, फिलहाल वो हमारे साथ कार वाले न्यूज़ टीम के साथ जुड़े हुए हैं. आप हमारे सोशल मीडिया पर जो भी पोस्ट देखते हैं वो जय द्वारा किया जाता है और इस पॉडकास्ट के प्रमोशन के लिए भी जय बहुत सारे आइडियाज़ लेकर आते हैं और उस पर काम करते हैं. जो हमारे साथ दूसरी मेंबर है वो है इवाना. इवाना हमारे साथ पहली बार पॉडकास्ट कर रही है, वो भी लॉयर है अभी भी. आपको बता दें कि इवाना के बारे में अगर इंट्रोडक्शन देने जाए तो फहरिस्त काफ़ी लंबी है जिसके बारे में हम दिन भर बात कर सकते हैं. वो उनको मोटरसाइकिल राइड करना पसंद है, प्लांट लवर हैं और बहुत सारी बातें हैं जो आई थिंक इस पॉडकास्ट में आप लोगों को पता भी चलेंगी. सो वेलकम जय एंड इवाना.
थैंक यू सोनम. थैंक यू आदित्य.
पहले जो आज का टॉपिक है वो काफ़ी इंटरेस्टिंग है. अगर मैं अपने लिसनर्स को बताना चाहती हूँ कि ऐसा नहीं कि हम यहाँ पे सिर्फ लॉज की बात करने वाले हैं. यहाँ पे हम थोड़ा सा बताएंगे कि अगर आपके साथ अनफॉर्चुनेटली आप किसी एक्सीडेंट से मीट कर जाते हैं या कोई मिसहैपनिंग आपके साथ होती है व्हेन यू आर ट्रैवलिंग, तो आपको किन बातों का ख्याल भी रखना चाहिए. तो क्या आदित्य आपके साथ कभी ऐसा हुआ है? पहले आप अपने एक्सपीरियंस के साथ कुछ शुरुआत करना चाहेंगे?
Yes, Sonam. So, one of the recent experiences I had was that a cab rear-ended my car and the cabbie refused to own up for his mistake and he refused to come to the police station. So, there was not much I could do. I just went ahead with the insurance claim and got the car fixed.
So, इसी से I think हम जय और इवाना से जानना चाहते हैं कि ये scenario जो आदित्य ने बताया है कि अगर सामने वाला पर्सन रेडी ही नहीं है आपके लिए वेट करने के लिए या आपकी भरपाई करने के लिए जो भी एक्सीडेंट में नुकसान हुआ है, तो इस सिनेरियो में हम क्या कर सकते हैं?
इस सिनेरियो में आई थिंक यू कैन टेक द नंबर ऑफ द रजिस्ट्रेशन नंबर ऑफ द व्हीकल एंड गो टू द पुलिस स्टेशन एंड फाइल एन FIR अगेंस्ट दैट व्हीकल एंड आई थिंक the police can take further action against it if the person is not ready to pay at that time. So, mere saath ye hua tha ki I was riding from Delhi to Himachal.
तो
ऐसे हुआ था कि one car hit me. I was on my bike. One car hit me and was not ready to take any blame, liability, nothing. And he just went away. And at that time, since I wanted to avoid a long hassle of going to the police station, I didn't do anything. But I did read up after that, and this is what you can do, that you can just go to the police station and, you know, file an FIR against that vehicle.
But as you mentioned, Ivana, कि हम कई बार ऐसा होता है कि हम जाते ही नहीं है पुलिस के पास. हम वो एक परेशानी, मतलब एक यू नो लंबा प्रोसेस है. आप FIR करने जाओगे, देन यू हैव टू फॉलो अप. सो इसके अलावा जय, कोई ऐसा तरीका है जिससे हम इंश्योरेंस के लिए मतलब क्लेम भी करवा सकते हैं या कुछ और कर सकते हैं, कोई और रास्ता?
राइट सोनम, सो जैसा आपने बोला इंश्योरेंस डेफिनेटली दैट कैन बी डन, बट उससे आप अपने व्हीकल के डैमेजेस जो है वो क्लेम कर सकते हो. इन केस यू वांट टू क्लेम डैमेजेस और ऑफ द इंजरीज दैट यू हैव सस्टेन्ड और एनी ऑफ योर मेंटल ट्रॉमा, दैट कैन ओनली बी क्लेम्ड बाय थर्ड पार्टी इंश्योरेंस विच प्रोबेबली द पर्सन विथ होम यू आर इन्वॉल्व इन द एक्सीडेंट, द पर्सन हैज एन इंश्योरेंस पॉलिसी विच इज वैलिड, यू कैन क्लेम इट फ्रॉम देम. सेकेंडली जैसे आपने बोला कि जो एंटायर प्रोसीजर है आपको फाइल करना है FIR और कंप्लेन पुलिस के पास, दैट इज लॉन्ग टायरसम एंड यू नीड कॉन्स्टेंट फॉलोअप्स विद द अथॉरिटीज, दैट इज ट्रू, बट दैट रियली गोज अ लॉन्ग वे. जैसे कि अगर आपको आगे जो मोटर एक्सीडेंट क्लेम्स ट्रिब्यूनल होता है वहाँ पर अगर आपको क्लेम पिटिशन फाइल करनी होती है इनकेस टू क्लेम फॉर योर डैमेजेस, that really helps because the first document they ask you for is the police FIR. So that is important. So a police FIR or a police complaint is a must in case you are involved in a big grievous accident. Secondly, if the accident is not a major one, if you have not sustained any major injuries, your vehicle is not that much damaged, and if the person with whom you have been involved in the accident is ready to pay you or enter into a settlement, that is also fine, provided you don't settle in for a very small settlement or something which is very small. So basically, you need to claim whatever damages you have suffered.
Sometimes what happens is when the injuries are very small or maybe the damage to the car is very small, so it's
small scratches or some dents, right?
Yeah, so in that case, it's better to not claim for an insurance because the processing charges and the application charges, everything is much higher than what you would actually end up paying for the damages of the car.
And not to forget, your insurance premium also rises in the coming year.
Yes.
Yeah. So
if you claim frequently, right?
Yeah. So in such cases, it's better that you maybe claim it from the accident, the other party involved in the accident, or just repair it yourself. That makes more sense.
So, अगर हम बहुत scratch से शुरू करें कि अगर मान लीजिए आपका कोई accident हो जाता है, तो start कैसे करना चाहिए आपको? क्या करना चाहिए when you are in that situation?
So, first of all, I think you shouldn't run away from the scenario. You should be there and deal with the scenario. And another important point is not to panic. If you panic, you're bound to make more mistakes.
Right.
It's better to just be there, be in the situation and try to handle it. And suppose you have an injury, the first thing that you should do is call up an ambulance. Even if you don't have an injury and some other person involved in an accident has an injury, make sure you call the ambulance and make sure you don't tend to the injured person yourself. Don't try to move the neck of the person. Don't try to feed the injured person anything. Yeah, you should also call for help. Like as I said that call, you should also call for help, not just the ambulance, but also you should call the police to if there is any major mishap that has occurred. And also the next thing that you should do is call your insurance company to claim the insurance.
Right. So insurance की जब बात करें तो जय हम आपसे जानना चाहते हैं कि मतलब हमें prepare रहना चाहिए, precaution के लिए हमें insurance obviously लेना ही चाहिए. I think ये law भी है कि third party insurance के बिना आप गाड़ी को
yes
it cannot run on road. So, कोई आपके पास ऐसा रफ यू नो सजेशन या कुछ है कि इन टाइप के इंश्योरेंस आपकी गाड़ी के लिए बेहतर होते हैं इन केस ऑफ एक्सीडेंट्स?
जी सोनम, सो बेसिकली दो टाइप के इंश्योरेंस पॉलिसीज होती है, दो टाइप की मोटर व्हीकल इंश्योरेंस पॉलिसीज होती है. एक है थर्ड पार्टी इंश्योरेंस और दूसरी है कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव इंश्योरेंस. कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव इंश्योरेंस एज द नेम सजेस्ट, it includes everything. So it includes the damages you have suffered, your vehicles have suffered, even the third party liability, that is also covered in your comprehensive insurance. So you can also, your company, your insurance company will also pay for the damages which the victim has suffered without you being liable to pay separately for it. So the major differences are the third party insurance is a standalone insurance. none of your own damages or your vehicle damages are covered in that, whereas comprehensive insurance covers that. Secondly, because it has a very less coverage, third party insurance are relatively affordable and cheaper. Comprehensive insurance ke premium jo hai generally thode zyada hote hai, thodi cost unki zyada hoti hai based on your vehicle's IDV value.
But it will help you to cover entire Definitely. Your car, right?
Yes, and you can also have few of the add-on services like roadside assistance, zero depth insurance, ye sari cheeze aap apne comprehensive insurance ke saath club kar sakte hain. So basically it's always advisable to opt in for a comprehensive insurance policy rather than a third party insurance policy, given the benefits, the coverage it has for you as well as the person who is involved in that accident with you, which basically is termed as the third party.
Right. ये तो आपने बता दिया कि कौन से इंश्योरेंस लेना बेहतर होगा, बट अब इसको क्लेम कैसे कर सकते, या आपका एक्सीडेंट होता है या आपसे किसी का एक्सीडेंट हो जाता है इन केस, सो उसके लिए कोई डॉक्यूमेंटेशन हमें इकट्ठा करना होगा, फोटोज इकट्ठा करने होंगे, क्या 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 चीजें चाहिए होगी?
Could you give us a rough layout of what is to be done in case of a mishap or an accident?
So let's say you are involved in a motor vehicle accident and you want to claim your insurance policy to get your damaged car repaired again. So the procedures or the documentation which is required by the insurance policy is really vast. So first of all, they always insist on an FIR copy, the first information report, which is filed at the nearest police station where the accident happens. So you need to have a valid FIR copy. Secondly, try to gather as much information as you can from the accident site. So let's say the registration number, the owner, the driver details of the person who is involved in the accident. Secondly, you also need to gather more and more eyewitnesses. That might not help you in claiming the insurance, but in case if you plan on filing a separate claim petition, that will help you. So basically, when you go to claim insurance policy to get your damaged vehicle, you need to have a lot of documents with you ready. Some of them are like a valid FIR copy or a complaint copy which is filed in the nearest police station where the accident occurs. Secondly, you should have a valid insurance policy. That's obvious, only then you can claim it. Secondly, you need to have all the information ready, like say the expected damages, what all damages your vehicle has sustained, the details of the person who is involved in the accident, the registration details, the driver license details, the owner details, those are equally required. So you need to keep these documents with you whenever you go and claim insurance of your motor vehicle. Secondly, try to file the claim within 30 days of the accident so that the procedure is relatively smooth. Once you file these documents, the insurance company appoints an inspector. The person visits the workshop or the service center wherever you have your vehicle parked. He goes through the vehicle, the damages, the claims which you have made for, and once that is cleared by the officer, the insurance company either processes the claim and pays directly to the workshop or the service center, or if you have already paid to the service center, you can reimburse it back from the insurance company.
So Jay and Ivana, since we're talking on the legal aspect, what is the liability of a car owner or the driver in case of an accident?
So the owner of the car is only responsible for the accident if he himself was driving and when the accident occurred, or he was in the car when the accident occurred and he was responsible in some way, like maybe the driver took his consent, or he was forced, like the driver was forced by the owner to drive in a certain way due to which the accident happened. In all other cases, only the person driving the car is responsible for the act.
And what happens in the case of a minor driving a car and that car is involved in a mishap?
Okay, so in that case, if you have a minor who is driving the car and the car meets with an accident, so in that case, since the court cannot try or they cannot prosecute the minor, the only person responsible is the minor's parent or the guardian. They will be liable to compensate the victim and also attend the proceedings in the court on behalf and as a representative of the minor.
जय निवाना, इसमें मैं अपना भी एक एक्सपीरियंस आप लोगों से शेयर करना चाहती हूँ और इस पे चाहती हूँ कि मैं इससे बेहतर क्या कर सकती थी उस केस में, राइट? सो व्हाट हैपेंड कि मेरी कार जो थी वो पार्क थी, वो पार्किंग एरिया था, लेकिन उसके उस एरिया में टू व्हीलर्स के लिए पार्किंग नहीं थी. सो टोइंग वैन आई, उसने टू व्हीलर जो मेरे जस्ट कार के पीछे खड़ी थी उसको पिक किया, टो करने की कोशिश की, और उसमें वो टू व्हीलर टर्न हो गई और उससे मेरा विंडशील्ड, पीछे का विंडशील्ड टूट गया. सो इन दीज काइंड ऑफ केसेस जहाँ पे मतलब एक्चुअल रनिंग में एक्सीडेंट नहीं होता है, खड़ी खड़ी आपकी गाड़ी का एक्सीडेंट हो जाता है एंड वी गॉट टू नो कि ये किसकी वजह से हुआ है. सो नाउ हियर पर्सन इज इन्वॉल्व इज समबडी फ्रॉम गवर्नमेंट. तो ऐसे राइट वेंट देयर, तो दे सेड कि नहीं ये तो जिसने टो करते वक्त जिसने पिकअप किया मशीन पे जो बैठा था वो उसकी गलती है. So in that case, what we can do?
So in that case, you need to file a claim or basically a complaint with the police station against that towing agency. So your towing agency.
Not on the person.
Not on the person who owes the vehicle, because the simple rule is that the vehicle was parked. The person was not driving the two wheeler, as you said, that was not in motion or you met with an accident.
Right.
In fact, there was no person involved in the entire accident. It's basically a case of mishandling the vehicle.
Right.
So generally, jo towing agencies hoti hai, these are not by the government. These are actually private agencies which are appointed by the RTO, the registering authority. And these are responsible for towing the vehicles which are not parked in the parking zone. So basically, you need to file a complaint with the police against the towing agency rather than the vehicle owner.
इट इज सेम फॉर ऑल द काइंड ऑफ टोइंग एक्सीडेंट्स. अगर किसी भी टाइप के टोइंग में आपकी कार को भी टो कर रहे हैं और अगर उसका एक्सीडेंट हो जाता है उसका कुछ,
दैट इज करेक्ट, बिकॉज मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम व्हेन वी सी दैट द वे दे हैंडल द व्हीकल्स, बी इट कार्स और टू व्हीलर्स, इट्स अ पिटी टू सी दैट, बिकॉज द वे दे लोड द व्हीकल, दे आर बाउंड टू स्क्रैच द बॉडी सर्फेस और प्रोबेबली द ब्रेक लीवर्स. सो They
or
are
probably even dent the bumpers.
Yeah, there's a lot of things which I guess they should take onus of, because it's neither the fault of the vehicle owners nor the person who has parked next to you.
So are you get paid for it? Matlab insurance aap claim kar paate hain agar aap aisa kuch complain karte hain to?
Generally, you cannot claim it because it is not a motor vehicle accident. It is basically mishandled by somebody else. It is not even your own fault. But in case you happen to meet with an accident and you have damages to the same spot or the same body panel, let's say where you already had those scratches or dents, so probably that can help you claim the entire accident part. But yeah, you cannot claim it specially for that. You can, but it would again result in those high processing charges and unnecessary cost which is levied by the insurance companies.
Right.
Jay, one thing that I have noticed that in many cases people come to mutual understandings saying that we don't want to go into legal proceedings, and they come to an understanding saying we will pay a certain amount and this issue will be solved. But at certain times there have been cases where people have gone on to file a case of an accident or a hit and run a few months down the line. So how do you tackle such events?
Right. So basically, it's always advisable not to enter into such settlements or the compromises, at least not verbally. If you enter into such a settlement, it's always better to have a lawyer with you. The lawyer will help you get into an affidavit. Affidavit is basically getting whatever is discussed verbally on the paper, getting it on record, signed by both the parties and getting it attested. So in case if any of the party happens to go to the court in future, that could prove or that can stand as an evidence that there has been a prior settlement or a compromise entered by both the parties. However, that's not really concrete. But you should always have an advocate with you, not because I am one, but it's always better
to
have one.
Say that.
Yeah.
So that should always be the case rather than ending it verbally.
बट दैट्स अ वेरी गुड पॉइंट आदित्य, कि अगर आप उसको एक लीगल वे में थोड़ा सा चाहते हैं वर्बली, अगर आप म्यूचुअली भी कंसेंट के साथ इसको सेटल करना चाहते हैं, पुलिस स्टेशन नहीं जाना चाहते, यू कैन गेट एफिडेविट, राइट? इट विल कॉस्ट यू लाइक 500 और समथिंग?
या नो, नॉट मच एट ऑल, जस्ट द कॉस्ट ऑफ व्हाट द स्टैम्प पेपर एंड द एडवोकेट फीस, दैट्स इट.
दैट्स इट, या, ओके.
And even if not a lawyer, it's better to have at least a witness, and maybe you can take a photo or video record of you having that transaction with the other person, which will help you in the future whenever you realize that someone has filed a case against you. So you can produce these as documents of proof.
Ivana, this question is for you. Under what sections can a person be arrested due to an accident or a mishap?
Okay, so Aditya, when the victim dies in the accident, the accused will be booked under section 304A of the IPC. He can be arrested or fined or both in such cases with an imprisonment of 2 years.
Right, Ivana. सो जय, हम आपसे समझना चाहते हैं कि अगर मान लीजिए मैं इन्वॉल्व हूँ किसी एक्सीडेंट में, और फिर मुझे क्लेम करना है, इंश्योरेंस क्लेम करना है, या एक लंबी चौड़ी जो प्रोसीजर्स होती है, तो उसको मैं कोर्ट में, अगर मैं मेरा मामला कोर्ट में चला जा रहा है, तो मुझे क्या चीज़ें ध्यान में रखनी होंगी?
राइट, सो बेसिकली ऑल द मोटर व्हीकल एक्सीडेंट्स आर गवर्न्ड अंडर द मोटर व्हीकल्स एक्ट 1988. And under the Act, we have the Motor Accident Claims Tribunal. So in case, whenever you are in an accident and you want to claim for your damages, आपको एक petition file करनी होती है, section 166 and section 148 बोलते हैं. So basically, ये petition में क्या होता है? You have to claim for the damages which you have suffered. So you need to have a valid FIR. Secondly, अगर आप claimant हो, तो यू नीड टू हैव ऑल योर ओन डॉक्यूमेंट्स, लेट से द मेडिको लीगल सर्टिफिकेट, जो भी आपने मेडिकल एक्सपेंसेस इनकर किए हैं वो, आपके व्हीकल डॉक्यूमेंट्स, आपके ड्राइविंग लाइसेंस चाहिए. सेकेंडली, सिमिलर डॉक्यूमेंट्स आपको सामने वाले इसके भी रेडी रखने हैं. यू कैन क्लेम इट फ्रॉम द पुलिस अथॉरिटी, जनरली दे हैव ऑल द रिकॉर्ड्स विद देम व्हेनेवर दे फाइल द FIR. दैट कैन बी डन सिंपली बाय मेकिंग एन एप्लीकेशन. सो सामने वाले के व्हीकल डिटेल्स, ड्राइविंग लाइसेंस, even the location of the accident, eyewitnesses, your compensation amount, all these things are considered while you file the petition for the claim.
Right, ये सुनने में maybe जय बहुत lengthy list लग रही है, लेकिन those are very basic thing जो सभी के पास होती है जो कार चला रहा है. तो I guess it's very easy to get them all, right?
Correct. And secondly, what happens is, not all accidents are very small or minor.
Right.
In many of the accident, it may lead to the death of the person or a kind of a disability which is permanent in nature. So, ऐसी situation में there are two type of compensation which the government can grant. One is called the no fault liability, wherein interim compensation जो बोलते हैं, which is immediately in case of death, person को या फिर उसके legal heirs को 50,000 तक मिल जाता है. And the person with permanent disability, उसको 25,000 तक immediately interim relief मिल जाता है, irrespective of the proceedings taking their own good time. So इतना relief temporary उनको मिल जाता है. Secondly is a structured formula जहाँ पे the age and the profession and the income of the person is considered by the court, and they put it in a preset formula that again gives out the compensation amount. So ये generally procedures है wherein you can have a good amount of compensation from the person in which you are involved in an accident. Second, it's also important to know that wo person ke saath saath the insurance company, they themselves are involved in this suit or the petition file. Most of the time, the insurance company is the one who will give you all the claim amount, and also it depends upon the order which is filed by the tribunal. कि आपको जो कॉम्पेंसेशन है वो डायरेक्टली इंश्योरेंस कंपनी देंगे, या इंश्योरर ऑफ द व्हीकल है वो देंगे, या जॉइंटली देंगे, या सेवरली देंगे, दैट डिपेंड्स. बट येस, दैट इज द करेक्ट वे टू गो, ऑल्दो इट टेक्स अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम, मे बी अ फ्यू मंथ्स टू मोर देन अ ईयर, बट दैट इज द राइट वे टू गो टू गेट अ प्रॉपर कॉम्पेंसेशन एंड रिलीफ फ्रॉम द कोर्ट.
ये तो बात हो गई जय कि जहाँ पर दोनों ही पर्सन ओनर्स हैं कार के, लेकिन अगर आपने कार अपनी सेल कर दी है या जो एक्सीडेंट में इन्वॉल्व कार है वो यूज्ड कार है, लेकिन अभी तक उसका ट्रांसफर पूरा नहीं हुआ है, यू नो इट टेक टाइम, तो अब इस सिनेरियो में क्या होगा, कौन जिम्मेदार होगा इसके लिए?
सो सोनम, इट डिपेंड्स फ्रॉम केस टू केस, बट देर इज अ हाई चांस दैट यू कैन बी हेल्ड लायबल फॉर the accident which did not involve you but the car was registered on your name. So in such cases it's best to inform, if you are selling your car, it's best to inform the concerned RTO about the transfer, and as a transferee it's within 30 days of you buying the car from someone, you should go and inform the RTO about the transaction that has happened, so that to avoid all of these scenarios.
Right, and you can always show the paperwork which you have done in while selling the car, right?
Yeah. Also, Sonam and Aditya, I would like to include one more thing before we end this. So in India, we have this Good Samaritan law that motivates people to go and help people involved in an accident. So this law protects the ones who have helped the people involved in the accident. So under the Good Samaritan law, the police should not involve the Good Samaritans for investigation, and the hospitals cannot refuse to treat the accident victims and should not charge for first aid. And these Good Samaritans who have helped, they will be protected from civil and criminal liability, and they did not reveal their identity. So how this helps is, this motivates people basically to, you know, suppose most of the times we are afraid to go and help people in the accident,
yes,
because we think we might get involved in it. But this is a law which protects us from it. And so I would suggest people to go out and help if you find someone on the road who has met with an accident, because you can always protect yourself with the law.
Yeah, it's very important information, Ivana, which you gave.
So folks, that was a lot of knowledge about how to handle the legal aspect of things when you are involved in an accident or a mishap. With this, we come to an end to season 1 of the Car Wale podcast. We'll be back next year with another interesting episode and a range of new topics. Until then, stay tuned.
मुझे लगता है आदित्य, इस एपिसोड के बाद जो हमारे लिसनर्स होंगे वो सारे लीगल अपने इश्यूज के लिए हमारे साथ कांटेक्ट करेंगे, तो आप हमारे podcast@carwale.com पर ना भेजें वो मेल्स, वो आप इवाना और जय को सोशल मीडिया पे फॉलो कर फ्री टिप्स पा सकते हैं, राइट?
आई एम हाइडिंग माय मेल आईडी फ्रॉम द कारवाले वेबसाइट फॉर श्योर नाउ.
So, आप हमारी ईमेल आईडी पर आपके सजेशंस या अगले नए सीजन के बारे में जानने के लिए हमें मेल कर सकते हैं, आपके फीडबैक्स दे सकते हैं. इसके अलावा आप हमारे यूट्यूब चैनल कार वाले पर जाकर उसे सब्सक्राइब कर सकते हैं, हमारे लेटेस्ट वीडियोस देख सकते हैं. हमारे न्यूज़ चैनल पर आप हिंदी में भी न्यूज़ पढ़ सकते हैं carwale.com पर जाकर. हमारे साथ जुड़े रहने के लिए शुक्रिया.
थैंक यू आदित्य एंड सोनम फॉर हैविंग अस.
Thank you, Sonam. Thank you, Aditya. We're glad to have this session with you.
Yeah, after this podcast gets over, हम लोग फिर से आपके साथ एक बार बैठने वाले हैं अपने legal problems के लिए.
We'll save that session for another day, huh, Sonam?
Yes.